This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, India's oldest stock trading platform.
Good morning and welcome to today's edition of the Morning Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange. Well, what we're doing is we're winding down towards the end of the Q4 and the FY23 earnings season. Whole host of companies would be declaring their results in this particular week, and that will keep market participants extremely busy. Now, talking about the trade setup, the US markets last week ended with gains despite worries as well as multiple debates regarding the debt ceiling limit. Now, when you're talking about the European markets, again, you know, the cues over there quite mixed, slightly positive, in fact, if you see for the week overall. When you're talking about crude oil prices, Brent futures actually ended lower by over 0.8% at slightly above the $75.5 a barrel mark. When you're talking about WTI futures, now trading closer to the $72 a barrel mark. Last week, Indian markets actually saw a bit of a sell-off, with the Nifty snapping a three-week gaining streak, and this was despite the slight gains that we saw on Friday. Indian markets, in fact, whole of last week actually saw selling at the higher levels, with a lot of gap-up openings that the market saw actually being sold into. In Friday's trading session, IT was the top sectoral gainer, and in fact, the broader markets were the one that saw a bit of profit booking and underperformed the benchmark indices. Important cues to watch out for today: result reactions of names like JSW Steel, NTPC Power Grid, Bharat Electronics, and along with that, you know, there will be anticipation of earnings like BPCL, Shree Cement that are expected to deliver their results today. Asian markets are indicating a mixed start. LCX Nifty is indicating a slightly muted start for our own markets.